Welcome to Psachim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 8, Mishnah 5. This Mishnah needs quite a bit of introduction, so sit tight. Hopefully the introduction will be clear, and then the Mishnah will be quite easy once you understand some of the background. So there's something called a Zav, and something called a Zava. A Zav is a man who has an involuntary seminal discharge, and a Zava is a woman who sees vaginal blood not during her menstrual period. So let's first begin with a male, a zav. So the law is that if, let's say, a fellow has a seminal emission, not during intercourse or something like that, the halacha is that he's tameh, he's considered ritually impure. Until the evening, he goes to the mikvah, and now he's considered tar or pure. If he sees he has two emissions in one day, or he sees one a day for 2 days in a row, then he becomes a zav. Azav, the Torah teaches us that he has to count 7 days without any type of emissions. And he goes to the mikvah, he immerses himself on the seventh day, and he can eat sacrifices and things that he was prohibited from doing that evening. Now, if the fellow saw three emissions in one day, or he saw one emission a day for 3 days, then his status becomes even more stringent. He also has to bring on the eighth day a sacrifice, two birds, two pigeons. And he cannot eat sacrifices until he brings these sacrifices. Until that point, he's called a mechusar kapara, someone that's lacking atonement. And even though he's considered pure, and he's gone to the mikvah and everything, as long as he hasn't brought a sacrifice, he cannot eat sacrifices. So that is the law of a zav, a male. Then there's something called a zava. A zava is the following. It's a woman who has a vaginal emission, but it's not during the period of her menstrual period. And the law is the following, that it doesn't necessarily only have to do with the amount of times that she has emissions. Rather, it has to do with days. So if a woman sees many times in one day, that is all considered like she saw once, and she's not considered as a zava. If she sees an emission in the 11 days, Talmud considers 11 days between periods, if you want to call it that. So just to give a little bit of drop more background, if a woman happens to see blood, for 7 days she's called a nida. She gets her period. For 7 days she's called a nida, whether she just saw once or she saw all 7 days. Then biblically she can go to the mikvah after the 7 days, the night of the eighth, and she's considered tahora. She's considered pure. If she sees after day number 8, for the 11 days, that's called the days of Ziva, then she becomes a Zava. We'll talk about that in a moment. If she sees after those 11 days, again, we consider that to be her period. If the woman sees during those 11 days, she has some type of vaginal discharge, if she saw just for one day, then she only is considered Tame for one day, and she goes to the mikvah the night after the following day, if she didn't, in a situation where she didn't see anything. And so she's called the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, which means a person who counts one day for every day that she happened to have seen. If she sees 2 days in a row, again, 2 days she has to count to make sure she's not Tameh, she's not Tameah. And then she can go to the mikveh after that. But if she sees for 3 consecutive days, then she becomes something called a zava, and she needs to count 7 full days, go to the mikveh on after those 7 days, and she brings a sacrifice on the 8th day, then it's permissible for her to eat sacrifices. These are necessary to understand the Mishnah itself. One more piece of information. Anyone who is not fit to eat the sacrifices on the 14th, if during the day, but if at night they're going to be fit, you could slaughter a sacrifice, a Pesach for them, a Paschal sacrifice. They could be part of it, and they can participate even though right now they're not. So now the Mishnah is going to explain that. It says the Mishnah, Zav Shara Shtei Re'eos. If a male has 2 emissions in one day or in 2 consecutive days, that he's considered Tame for 7 days, but he doesn't have to bring a sacrifice, Shochtin Alav V'Shavi. We can slaughter a carbon Pesach for him on the 7th day, if it comes out the 7th day is Erev Pesach, even though he still needs to wait till the completion of the day and go to the mikvah. Still, the law is that because he's going to be fit to eat it that night, you could slaughter the sacrifice. Ra'ash Shalosh. If the fellow saw 3 consecutive he saw three consecutive, he had three consecutive emissions. Then he can't eat the Karban Pesach until after he brings a sacrifice. Again, still, Shoftin Allah, we could slaughter the Karban Pesach Bashemini Shalom. If the eighth day falls on Pesach, which is the day that he brings his sacrifice, even if he didn't bring the sacrifice yet, he still can sacrifice, he still can slaughter the Karban Pesach on his behalf. Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, a woman that sees in those 11 days between her periods that she has to take one day of Tara, one day of purity for each day of Tumah. So she's going to go to the mikvah the following day in the evening. Shochtin al asa Pesach b'sheni shalom. The second day, we can slaughter the Karban Pesach for her because that night already she's permitted to eat the Karban Pesach. Rasa shnei yamim. Let's say she saw it two consecutive days. So the third day, she has to be tahora. Shochtin al asa Pesach b'shlishi. You can also slaughter the Karban Pesach for her on the third day after she goes to the mikvah. V'hazava, a woman that sees three consecutive days and those 11 days between periods, so she has to count seven clean days. Go to the mikvah on the seventh day and then bring a sacrifice. On the eighth day, if the eighth day falls out on Erev Pesach, Shochtin Aleha Beshmini, you can slaughter the Karban Pesach on the eighth day, and even though she hasn't yet brought her sacrifice, as long as she ends up bringing it, she could partake in the Karban Pesach later that evening. Wishing you an amazing, wonderful day as you prepare for Shabbos.